You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
And she don't play no games, trick. Judge Judy's legit. All right, so what the heck does Judge Judy and you have to do? Are you going to court? What's happening, Alex?
I'm actually thinking about it. So let me tell you about something.
Wait, you're thinking about. Okay, so you're not in trouble.
No, it's not because I'm in trouble. It would actually be at my own will, my own decision to go to court. And this is actually a huge thing in my life. So last weekend, I was just thinking, I was doing some stuff around my apartment. And I was like, you know, I have a lot of extra time during the day sometimes because we don't work very long. Like, you know, the show ends at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, we do some other stuff after the show, but for the most part, it's not like we're working, you know, for 9 hours or something. So I have like a good part of my day where I could be doing something else. And so I just started looking up all these different like organizations and indie and stuff, like things that I could get involved with that really would speak to me. And I'm scrolling and I'm reading about all these different things that would be something that I'd be interested in. And I come across child advocates. Do you know what that is, Joe?
I think it's somebody that kind of steps in and fills in for kids that don't have anybody.
Yes, yeah, so actually, that's pretty good. So
close.
I came across this organization, like Child Advocates, and there's their own like version of that in indie, I guess.
Okay.
And so basically, what you do is you go and you are assigned a case of a child that's in foster care, and you kind of develop a relationship with this child, and they start trusting in you and kind of share things with you, and you interview like all these different people in their life, like their parents, bus drivers, teachers, their foster care parent providers or whatever, everyone in their life, and you try to figure out not only with what the child is saying to you about their situation, but what you're observing, if the child is in the best place to live for them.
You want to be that person that interviews everybody.
Well, so part of it is you do the interview, you do your own research. So you basically, I guess apparently, I may be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure you come up with like research that you present in court with the child, because I guess the child can't speak in court. So you basically tell the judge, look, this is what, you know, Jessica, for example, is telling me about her situation, and this is what she wants, and here's what I have observed, Your Honor, like of what she's going through. And so you basically are that voice for that child that's been abused and been in these horrible, neglectful situations and has gone through a lot of things. And so I was wondering if anyone listening has been or is a child advocate, one.
Do you need any special kind of training to be a child advocate?
Yes. So you go through several hours of training, and I'm actually going to my first class tonight. It's kind of like an information class about it to see if this is going to be right for me, because I have questions to know if this is going to be the right thing for me or not. One, I feel like I have a special like affinity for kids that have been abused in neglectful situations. I've never been abused, but I don't know how to explain it. It's just like when I read stories and things
it
about kids going through that.
Heart.
Yes, I am just like the number one thing I want to do is get these kids out of the situations, and it's something that I'm interested in. So I feel like that I have, but I think that I think I could hold my own in court. Do you think? My only concern
I'm
is
just worried
I don't
about
know.
The interview process. Like, so what do you think of chicken nuggets?
And I'm not going to ask that.
Honor, they don't dip in ketchup. They are terrible people.
Yeah, so I want to know, people that have gone through it, do you think that I would be good at it? What did you think about doing it and being a child advocate? And also, my other question is, you know, are these court dates, like, are they in early morning hours? Because the problem is
yeah, you're going to take off the show.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if it's twice a year, that's probably fine, but if it's, you know, once a month that I have to miss a show because, like, you have to be at court at 8 a.m., I'm not going to be able to do it. So these are all things that I'm going to find out in the class tonight, and then I'll be able to tell you tomorrow if I think this is for me or not.
Well, I think it's cool you're even doing that. All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, radio now, and you can call in and be part of the conversation. 317-239-1009. Alex wants to go to court?
To be a child advocate, this is what I'm thinking. And that's somebody that is supposed to be like, for kids that are in the system, you go to court with them, you get to know them, their situation, and then you basically kind of speak for the child in court of what you think would be the best for them and what they're wanting, etc. But I've never done it. I don't know anyone that's done it. So I want to know if you have experience, and if you think that I'm the right person for this.
All right, let's see what people think, because we have a bunch of phone lines blowing up this morning. Let's start with Addison. I hear you're a caseworker. Is that true?
Yes, I'm the case manager at the Villages in Indy.
All right, what does that mean? What do you manage, the actual kids or these different things?
So you have a caseload. So an average caseload is about 16 to 18 cases. So it's a lot.
No kidding.
And then Yeah, so I go to court for on their behalf, and Alex, unfortunately, they are like every month, every couple of weeks sometimes, and so I don't know if like balancing a part-time job and case management / child advocate is even possible.
Well, this is a full-time job. It's just part-time hours is what it seems like, kind of. But, I mean, it is a full-time job. But, like, so you think the court cases kind of, or the court hearings or whatever, happen in the morning during when our show is?
They happen at all hours of the day.
Okay.
Could we talk to the judge, like, hey, nothing before 10:30?
Probably not. But I think that anyone is right for the job as long as they have a heart for the children that are going through these situations. And I'm going to be honest, it can be really hard sometimes hearing the things that they go through. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're passionate about it and you have a heart for it, then go for it.
Well, Addison, thank you. I think you have one of those jobs like teachers and other people where you're not appreciated enough. I don't know. Maybe you make a ton of money, which is cool. But in general, thank you for doing the work that you do.
Well, thank you for that.
We appreciate you.
See, now my heart just sank. My heart just fell into
my
butt.
Don't give up.
Because I really want to do this.
Sink.
Out of all of these things that I've read about and all these different organizations and stuff, this was the one that really stuck out to me.
Oh, let's talk to Anonymous. And Anonymous, do you have foster kids?
Yes, I have foster kids.
All right, what's your experience here?
So our child advocate is an angel. She's kind of the only person who actually listens to our kids because our DCS caseworkers, they're wonderful, but they're bound by very strict like procedures, and like there's only certain ways that they can go about things. Our child advocate has like a lot more freedom, so we go to court like probably every like 3 months or so. And court is long for us, and we just have one case, and our child advocate has to be in court at 9 a.m., and it goes all the way until every case has been worked through.
And how long do these cases last? Like, if I get assigned a child, how long am I working with this child as their advocate on average?
Our case has been open for more than 2 years.
Ooh, really? Okay.
Yes.
And then when the court hearings happen, you said it could be, like, just every 3 months, and then is that in the morning?
Yeah. So it's kind of like the judge determines, like we've had some that go 6 months in between. We've had some that go 3 months in between. The judge kind of just determines like, cause sometimes you meet for a permanency plan. Sometimes you meet just for like a wellness check, and the wellness checks are really quick. We're in and out. The permanency plan, it can get a little dirty. Cause you know, you have all the,
is that figuring out where the kid is going to live?
That could be. I don't even want to imagine. I mean, somebody's going to do it, but that's tough. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Right. See, that's the thing. I feel like I am that person that is able to like hear these awful, awful stories, because a lot of times they're so awful. Some people are like, I can't even hear it. But I feel like I not only can I hear it, but I think I'm good at like coming up with decisions and coming up with plans. And I also have a huge heart for kids. That's why I feel like I could be the right person for this.
Rebecca, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you say there's a lot involved with this that maybe Alex may not even realize. I think a few people have kind of talked about that. But what did you want to say?
Yeah, she doesn't take into consideration, not only are you going to have the long hours at court, but you're going to also have the hours that you're going to be spending with the child and the family trying to come up with a plan. But Alex doesn't do too well with confrontation, and she may have a lot of confrontation because the CPS worker might be recommending one thing, but she might be recommending another thing. She is the voice for the child, and if she thinks that something different than what the CPS caseworker is recommending, she could have a lot of conflict because she has to work with that person. She has to go to court with that person. They're on the other side, but then yet at the same time, they're on the same team because they're both working for the child, but the CPS worker's for the state and she's for the child.
That is hard. You're right. That's hard.
Yeah, so there's a lot. I mean, Indiana has a large caseload of children. A lot of kids are in foster care. I mean, we don't even have enough foster care. So you're going to have a large caseload, and you have to put your heart on the side and not work off that, because these kids have been through a lot. So you're going to be emotionally invested in it. It's just going to be a lot.
Okay. That's cool. That's something good to keep in mind that I'll have to ask questions about and stuff tonight at my class.
And it's not always easy to hear that, but thank you. And there's some more people, too, by the way, that we couldn't even get to this morning.
Well, please DM me on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z, because I would love to hear more in depth and have conversations with you, especially if you are a child advocate, so that I can get more information. Then you can speak directly to me. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. It is the Joe and Alex show.
Coming up next in the garbage, Lady Gaga has said something strange in all of her recent interviews. Your favorite celebrity couple is getting their own show, and one of your beloved boy band songs has gotten a Halloween makeover.